faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you're with us. Dr. Andy Woods is going to join us today for a Bible Prophecy Middle East update. He has been traveling, and we've got, we were at CPAC the other day, and then this Friday we'll be at the Moment of Truth Summit with Mike Lindell. So our schedule is going to be a little different, and I don't know what's going to be going on, and I didn't want to miss another opportunity to visit with Andy Woods, so we moved him to today, being Wednesday, August 17th. Dr. Woods, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. What have you been up to?
Well, we did kind of a triathlon, meaning we took a vacation and divided into three.
Okay.
Into Southern California. Part one was with my family and Ann's extended family. Part two, I was speaking at a prophecy conference called Hope for Our Times Prophecy Conference, put on by Tom Hughes in Newport Beach, California.
Okay.
And then part three was family fun time.
All right. Well, good. Good for you. Good for you. So I'm glad someone's getting some free time out. I was telling the TV audience last night, I bought a Malibu ski boat back in 2001, taught all my kids to water ski and wakeboard on the Malibu ski boat, and I bought that back in 2001, and I take really good care of it. It's in mint condition, but it's easy to keep it in mint condition when you never put it in the water, because I haven't been out on it one time the whole summer, so I've got to find time to do that myself. But yeah, I guess we can do that after we try to save the country and save the Republic. Speaking of the Republic and the country, I mean, what's going on in California? I mean, they are just destroying your home state of California. I saw where they're now going to try to unionize all of the restaurant workers, and looks like they're basically just going to destroy the restaurant business now with that. I mean, what a miserable state. And I was reading the list of all the people that have fled, all the huge corporations that have fled California. I mean, these people just don't learn, do they?
Well, they call him, instead of Gavin Newsom, his nickname out there is Gavin Gruesome. And he's actually helped one group. He's helped the U-Haul Corporation. Everybody's leaving. But, you know, Brandon, you mentioned that that's my native state, and we left there around 1999. Most people don't remember this, but California used to be a red state.
Yeah. Ronald Reagan was governor. It's hard to believe that, isn't it?
Reagan was governor. Richard Nixon has roots, you know, in California. And actually, a little factoid, George Herbert Walker Bush carried California against Michael Dukakis in 1988.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that.
But they shifted everything through immigration, illegal immigration. And then once you get to the 1992 presidential election, California, you know, has been a blue state ever since. But it used to have very Republican governors. My father.
Yeah, I remember. I remember Pete Wilson was the governor for several years.
Pete Wilson, and before that, there was a guy named George Duke Majan who actually appointed my father first to the Superior Court and then to the Appellate Court. So. You know, I well remember California in those days, and today it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Well, and it looks like what they've done to California, they're going to do to the rest of the nation. I'm reading reports now about all of the illegals just pouring over the border in the last couple of days. Have you been reading those reports?
Yeah, I mean, basically what they did to California, they're trying to do to my current state of Texas. Texas is probably more purplish than most people are willing to recognize. And, you know, it's the same strategy. You get people coming across the border, you get them signed up for all these free programs with the hope of them voting Democrat or voting for the party that promises to expand the social programs. And that's how they flip California. It's no big secret. And now when I see them doing the same thing here in my current state of Texas, I say to myself, you know, as the great historian Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again.
Yes, it is. Well, I want to go back to something we have touched on before. First of all, Liz Cheney was defeated in Wyoming. So for those who haven't heard that, the never Trumper, Liz Cheney, defeated in Wyoming. And I mean defeated soundly in Wyoming. So there you go. I interviewed Sarah Palin last week at CPAC. She won last night and is headed to the general election. So a lot of interesting outcomes last night. Let me, however, move to this topic here. 44%, this is at worldviewreport.com, 44% of pregnant women in Pfizer trial lost their babies. 44% of pregnant women in Pfizer trial lost their babies. FDA and CDC recommended jabs for expectant mothers anyway. Here's another headline. One in every 482 vaccinated people died within 1 month of COVID vaccination in England, according to the UK government. I think I need to read that again. One in every 482 vaccinated people died within 1 month of COVID-19 vaccination in England, according to the UK government. Here's another one. Germans must receive COVID booster every 3 months to qualify as, quote, vaccinated. Dr. Woods, did you ever think when you were studying the Bible passage related to wars, rumors of wars, famines, plagues, that, you know, you assume the wars and the wars would be, man caused, right? But did you ever think that the famines and the plagues and the pestilence would be generated on purpose? Because I'm looking now at what they're doing in the Netherlands, telling the farmers you've got to decrease your nitrogen usage. You've got to get rid of half your livestock. Most of these farmers, they're going to go out of business, and they're doing it on purpose because they want to buy up their farmland. This is a part of a global agenda. I interviewed from Texas by Skype, and then she and her husband, Margaret and Dan, came up to her husband, Dan. Margaret and Dan came up to CPAC to be in the booth in person with me. And Margaret Byfield, she's an expert on 2030 and this program called 30 by 30, which is a global plan where they're going to try to buy up 30% of the land in America by 2030. And they ultimately say their goal is 50% of the land in America and put it in conservation by 2050. But this is a global plan. So we see them putting the Dutch farmers out of business, rushing in, buying up their farmland, and they're going to starve us. I was reading in my news report today that's going to broadcast tonight, the Worldview Report, how many of the nations that really provide so much food to the world are on this trajectory. Did you ever think, again, I repose the question, did you ever think when we read about wars, rumors of wars, plagues, pestilence, famines, etc., that most all of it would actually be done on purpose? I always kind of thought that is God's judgment, and indeed it can still be part of God's judgment, but to think that this is being done on purpose, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, to be frank with you, given the last 2 years, there's a lot of things in prophecy that we've all had to rethink. The noun pharmakia found in Revelation 18.
Yes.
I think verse 23 and a similar noun pharmakon, Revelation 9 verse 21. Suddenly with the whole vax, mandatory vax and these deaths you're reporting, you know, we have to rethink pharmakia from the word where we get the word pharmacy, where we get drugs. But
well, also it's tied to witchcraft, isn't it?
Yes. And beyond that, we're also having to rethink what you're talking about, these famines and plagues. Are these man-caused? And I find it very interesting that in the first seal judgment, before any of these other judgments transpire, in Revelation 6, 1 and 2, you know, before you get to war, before you get to famine, plague, death of a quarter of the world's population, first comes the rider on the white horse, who is the Antichrist. So maybe it is the rider on the white horse that God is using to indirectly cause all the other things that you're talking about there in the chain there of Revelation chapter 6. But man-made starvation, that's just a matter of reading history. You know, the communists, Stalin, etc., have always starved to death their own populations. Mm-hmm. You know, look at what Hitler did to 6 million Jews, for example. And there's a book out there. I'm trying to track the author's name down. He's from the University of Hawaii. It's on the tip of my tongue, but he came up with an expression for this called democide, and where he went through all of the deaths in human history, you know, and he said, look, the majority of people in human history that have died have not died from natural causes. They've died through the hands of their own government, causing these things, you know, that you're talking about, man-made starvation and, you know, these kinds of things. And so he basically says in that particular book that if you took all of the people that have died at the hands of their own government in human history, and you assume that every person is 5 feet tall, and you lined up those bodies head to toe in a single file line, the number of people that have been killed in human history by their own government, that line would wrap around the earth 6 times.
Wow.
And so, you know, this is something we need to understand, that the majority of people in human history that have not died from natural causes, tsunamis, earthquakes, cancer, whatever. They basically died at the hands of their own government.
Wow. All right, well, let's start. We're going to have a break coming up, but let's go ahead and get started with this week's Bible Prophecy Middle East update. Let's go through our list. We'll go as far as we can. Gog Magog update, China rising, New World Order totalitarianism, Mark of the Beast technology, Marxism at home, environmental extremism, and global religion. We'll get as far as we can today. Let's start out with Gog Magog update. What's the latest?
Well, yeah, I see you've got the map up there. You've got Persia that we think is modern-day Iran invading Israel in the last days, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. So it really isn't surprising that we would see a aggressive, you know, sort of bellicose Iran. And here's an article from headline USA.com. It basically says Iran boasts its nukes can turn New York into hellish ruins.
Yeah, this is a article. I'm going to try to bring this article up so we can show on the screen. Iran boasts its nukes can turn New York into a hellish ruin. Okay, now this might explain why, I guess it could explain, unless, of course, it's the FBI getting ready to carry out a false flag, as they've warned that Trump supporters might carry out a dirty bomb. Really? How stupid. I mean, give me a break. But anyway, this could be why New York's been running spots for PSA for nuclear attacks in New York, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. There could be.
So let's pick that up when we come back with Dr. Andy Woods. His website is andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries, plural, .org. Ours is worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Tonight, my guest will be Michelle Malkin. Columnist Michelle Malkin joins me tonight for TV. All my TV shows, segments are posted at WVWTV.com. I figured out the other day, I'm on TV 20 hours a week. It's all at WVWTV.com. We'll be right back. right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. And again, all of our TV show segments are at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. I spent 10 hours on Saturday, 12 hours on Sunday, and several hours yesterday working on Brainwashed America Part 2. Part 1 you can watch free of charge at brainwashedthemovie.com if you haven't seen it. 2 hours for free, a project of our Worldview Weekend Foundation. Brainwashedthemovie.com, brainwashedthemovie.com, 2 hours. Working on Part 2, every reason to believe it'll be out this fall based on the number of hours I'm putting in on it. And it'll be filled with a lot of information and history as we go through the 12 systematic steps that I've discovered in really 30 years of research on this topic of brainwashing. 12 systematic steps for how you brainwash a people. And number one is to remove leaders of influence and courage and conviction and morality away from the general population. And we'll look at historically how this has been done, but we'll also look at some men that refused to comply with the communist, and they resisted the communist, and what happened to them. And these are Vietnam veterans who ended up going to the Hanoi Hilton. 11 of them, because they resisted, were moved off to what was called Alcatraz. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of study and interviews with some of those men. And Red McDaniel, who was in Alcatraz, Barry Bridger, George Coker. It's just going to be an incredible documentary. And so, again, I'm looking forward to releasing that to you this fall. Don't forget about our Ozarks Conference, also coming up this fall, the middle of October, our Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Dr. Andy Woods, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Leo Holman, Roger Stone, Karen Kingston, Dr. Lee Merritt, Terry Turchie, former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI. It's going to be a great, great event, Annie Cyrus. All the details, register, general seating, priority seating, all of it, the banquet concert Thursday night, the banquet or luncheon on Saturday, those two things are optional. All the details are at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We will not be live streaming it. For those of you who keep asking, no, we will not be live streaming it. We want you there in person. If we live stream it, I don't know what motivation would people have to show up in person. And frankly, I do enough live streaming and TV on television where I talk to nothing but a camera. So it'll be nice to talk to people actually in the room. And we want to keep that going where you're actually physically in the room with each other as long as we can, because it's a great way to encourage each other. And there's just nothing like a conference where we're all in the room together and can interact together. So again, if you want to attend, you're going to have to do that in person. WVWTVstore.com are all the details. Okay, Dr. Woods, we're going through our list of Middle East update points. We're going to talk about Gog Magog, the Ezekiel 38 scenario where these nations of the world, including Iran, move against Israel. And we're just looking at an article where Iran threatens to nuke New York. Comment before we move to the next one.
Yeah, well, real quickly, the name I was struggling with earlier is R.J. Rummel of the University of Hawaii. Death by Government, Democide, Death by Government is the title of his book. And he's the one that came, you know, ran the numbers and said the majority of people that have died in human history, you know, have died at the hands of their own government. And to that, I just thank God for our founding fathers that gave us the Second Amendment. But anyway, I digress. Persia, you know, will become bellicose and aggressive in the last days. It's one of the nations that will invade the land of Israel in the last days, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. You know, what's interesting is Persia, or modern day Iran, used to be an ally of Israel. They were among the first to recognize the newborn state of Israel. Israelis actually used to take their vacations to Turkey, and we see how Turkey is turning. And so, you know, if I were to say this in the 1970s, that Iran is going to turn on Israel, the alignment of the nations wouldn't be right. But when I say it today, it comports completely with the headlines. We see a hostile, you know, Shiite theocracy controlling Iran, We see their constant mindset to wipe Israel off the map. And you have to keep in mind that in their theology, Israel is the little Satan and America is the great Satan. So it doesn't really surprise me when I pick up headlines about Iran threatening, of all places, to turn New York into a hellish ruin. And so, you know, this is part of the so-called Iran deal mentality, where the Biden administration naively thinks that if they can get a signature on a piece of paper, you know, this theocracy, which, by the way, believes that it has to create chaos in the world in order for the 12th Imam to return to the earth. You really want a country like that going nuclear? They think if they just get a signature on a piece of paper, everything's going to be fine. Well, you know, tell that to Neville Chamberlain, who did that with Adolf Hitler in the World War II era. And no sooner than when the ink was dried on the paper of this so-called agreement, after Chamberlain said we now have peace in our times, is Hitler broke his word. And so that's exactly what the type of scenario that Bible prophecy sets up for Persia or Iran in the last days.
Let's go to this headline. Video of, we covered this with Annie Cyrus, video of Houston Muslim children singing martyrdom song praising Iran's supreme leader while wearing Shahad headbands goes viral. That's right there in your backyard.
That is right there in my backyard. And a lot of people think Iran and the Middle East, you know, that's something, you know, outside of our doors and we don't need to worry about it. But here is a contingency of people singing a song pledging themselves to martyrdom in support of the leader of the Iranian state. And so Iran's influence as the state sponsor of terror goes all around the world. And very, very sadly, it has apparently a foothold right here in my own backyard, my own city of Houston.
Yeah. And again, that brings in the whole concern of terrorism and terror cells, Iranian terror cells here in the U.S.
Yeah, and I know you've interviewed many times Todd Bensman.
Yep.
We actually interviewed him on my program also. And, you know, he pretty much documents that the people flooding into the country, you know, come from Middle Eastern countries. He calls them OTMs, other than Mexican. And he's actually interviewed them, how they've actually made, you know, a line from Islamic countries in the Middle East right through our open border. And so, you know, the whole issue of the border is really an issue of national security.
Absolutely is. All right, let's go to the next one. Gog Magog, now we're on to China Rising. China Rising. Speak to me on this one, please.
Well, you look at Revelation chapter 9 and Revelation chapter 16, you know, which would be the sixth trumpet judgment and the sixth bowl judgment. It talks about an army of 200 million. Now, this is different than trumpet 5 because people conflate the two. I'm talking about trumpet 6. Trumpet 5 is a release of demons from the abyss for 5 months. This is something different. This is a release of an army that numbers 200 million. Keep in mind that when John wrote that, there weren't even 200 million people on planet Earth. But apparently, under satanic powers, the Euphrates River will be dried up, and this giant army of 200 million will move from the Far East or the Orient across the Euphrates River. And you have to remember that the Euphrates River is mentioned there in the Bible because it's that point geographically demarcating the Far East from the Middle East. So that river is dried up under Satan's power as this giant army moves, and they move into northern Israel for the final battle of Armageddon. And in their path, they kill one third of mankind. Now, keep in mind that by the time you get outside of Revelation 6, 25% of the world's population has already been wiped out, leaving 3/4. And now this army takes out a third. That means by the time these events happen, half of the world's population will be wiped out. And when you go back to Dr. John Walvoord's commentary on the book of Revelation going back to 1966, he says conceivably This army will consist of India, possibly Japan, but he also mentions China. And boy, that makes a lot of sense
Yeah, here's the
because
quote. Here's the quote right there on the screen, guys. Look at that.
sure.
The rising power of parts of the Orient in one in our day in countries such as China, Japan, India, as well as lesser nations makes such an invasion a reasonable prediction.
And who's in the news all of the time? I mean, who's controlling our election cycle to a very large extent? I mean, what were the Clintons doing when they were in office? What was Al Gore doing in that Buddhist temple? I mean, you see China's incursion into our system constantly. And so, like Iran becoming very aggressive and bellicose in the last days, the Bible predicts the same thing for China. And my goodness, isn't that what's happening before our very eyes? So, here's an interesting article. It says Chinese military will be ready for action against Taiwan and allies in 5 years, according to the defense ministry. Now, I personally think that article is a bit conservative. I think they're going to be ready, far quicker than 5 years. But here's even secular press. Acknowledging the military prowess of China, as what do we do here in the United States? We're trying to figure out in our military how to define a woman. We're trying to figure out, thanks to General Milley, should we be teaching critical race theory in our military academies? While we're involved in all this nonsense, China is preparing for war.
And they're launching aircraft carriers and advancing their technology and their missiles. Here's another headline I found while you were talking. 365 Israel 365 News. Euphrates River begins to dry up.
Oh, that's interesting too. So it shows you a credible scenario where the Euphrates River can be dried up quickly. I remember reading prophecy books.
In fact, here's
Asia.
a
Conflict, regional rivalries
Let
maybe?
me I was just see if it had some audio, and it
Hard
does.
to
Let me
say.
back this up. Here is I guess this is out of India. Listen to this. Listen to this about the Euphrates River. If we can understand her through her beautiful accent, just a second.
What comes to your mind when I mention West Asia? Conflict, regional rivalries maybe? Today, we are focusing on another issue that is plaguing West Asia, and that's climate change. Millions in Syria and Iraq are facing water shortages as the region's longest river, the Euphrates, dries up. Israel and Jordan have been engaging in drought diplomacy over scarce water resources, while Kuwait is converting the world's largest tire dump into a city. The Euphrates has been the cradle of civilization in West Asia. The river has been the lifeline for millions in Iraq and Syria for thousands of years. But now it has sunk to a historic low, sparking the region's worst water crisis in years. Our next report tells you more.
The mighty Euphrates River used to near Halet al-Hamis's farm. But now the river is only visible from a distance. The crops have been destroyed due to the lack of irrigation. Even worse, the farmer's family has been left without drinking water.
Wow. All right, we'll have Dr. Wood's comment. We'll be right back after this break. His website, andywoodsministries.org. Ours, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. And be sure to stay tuned for Crosstalk with Jim Schneider on 100 Outlets at the top of the hour. Be right back. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. All right, Dr. Woods, what do you make of that report coming out of India about the Euphrates drying up? I mean, I guess we could have a bunch of rain and everything goes back to normal, but who knows? I mean, but it just showed you that this mighty river can definitely dry up. It's drying up right now.
Yeah, I mean, our view of prophecy is not that it's happening right now, but the stage is being set. So you have to have a Euphrates River that can easily dry up.
And it can.
What do we hear in that news report? I read some articles years back where there's actually a dam or several dams built there, you know, which expedite the process of drying up of the Euphrates River. So no matter which way you want to slice it, the prophetic scenario, you know, as much as people try to dismiss it, it's very, very credible.
And the point is, again, when it dries up, that allows this massive military out of China to walk right across.
Right. And it also argues for something, Brandon, that the two of us believe in, a rebuilt city of Babylon on the Euphrates River. And I think it's actually the Antichrist through demonic powers located in Babylon that's actually summoning this massive army from the Orient. And Satan's demons, according to Revelation 16, verse 12, dry up that river to expedite this path of this army of 200 million. And on their way to northern Israel, which is what Armageddon is, it's a mountain and a valley in northern Israel where the final battle will be fought. On their path there, they exterminate one third of the world's population. You know, if we were talking this way 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we would be looked at as lunatics. And some people look at us as lunatics anyway, no matter what we say. But I guess my point is the scenario that the Bible predicts is not getting murky. It's getting clearer and clearer.
Absolutely. All right, third point. We started out with Gog Magog update, went to China Rising. And now we're on to New World Order totalitarianism. Tell me about this, Dr. Woods.
Yeah, well, there's your Daniel 7:23. I see it there on the screen. It talks about the final kingdom of man before Jesus returns will devour the whole earth and tread it down and crush it. So clearly, speaking there of one world government, one world totalitarianism. And you'll notice there, Brandon, that I have an article from one of your colleagues. I actually
think
he's
Leo.
He's one of the speakers at the upcoming conference in the Ozarks.
Yep.
He does a great piece here on the city in Saudi Arabia called The Line.
Yep, here it is. Saudi Prince offers glimpse of dazzling $500 billion smart city of the future where you will own nothing and be happy.
Yeah, and we've used that before, I think, to show how fast the Middle Eastern city can pop up in that region as an apologetic to argue for rebuilt Babylon in the last days. But his article goes a lot deeper than that, and he talks about how this line, which is supposed to be a habitation.
Go back to that. You actually go to the website, neom.com. You can actually go to the website and look at all that they're predicting.
Yeah, this is the government propaganda piece that they put out. But the line is capable of holding 9 million people. And when you study it out, what that really is it's a high-tech prison where you won't be – it's like your social credit system on steroids where all of your so-called needs will be met within just a small walking radius from your built home there. You can't get out of the city. And you can be monitored really cradle to grave. You're sort of confined to a tiny apartment. And the Homan blog piece, you know, goes into all of that.
Yeah. Phew. But again, the point of this is, look how fast this can rise. Look how fast Dubai rose. Don't be shocked when we see Babylon rise super fast, correct?
Yeah, and not only that, but this is a prototype for smart cities that are being built all over our country and really all over the world. It's just the line is further down the road because they've been able to start from scratch. Our smart cities, you know, you have to level something and start something new, which is a slower process. And this is all in harmony with UN 2030. And so if you want to see what these smart cities that everybody's boasting in today are going to be like, look at the line. the line is further down the road, and actually it's a place of incarceration. I mean, it's a comfortable prison is what it is. Mm-hmm. And that's the UN 2030 agenda with all of these so-called smart cities. It's the social credit score system on steroids.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. The next point. Mark of the Beast technology.
Well, again, the Leo Homan article helped me because he had a link in there. And it talks about how China has invented a mind reading chip called a brain talker that sends thoughts to a computer. And let me read Leo Homan's comment on that. It's just a sentence. He says, true Christianity that deviates from the approved one world religion would now be on the list of things one could not even think about without being caught by artificial intelligence based algorithm that's able to read your thoughts. And he has here, yes, Chinese engineers recently invented such a device. And so this particular article from thesun.com talks about this device invented in China. Of course, it's always promoted as, you know, it's going to help the good of humanity. But think about that device in the hands of the Antichrist. Think of the conformity that he would demand, where you couldn't even think thoughts contrary to the New World Order.
Whew. Wow. Yeah, the Revelation 13 speaks of the mark of the beast. And we have that verse here on the slide. All right, let's go to the next point. We've gone Gog Magog update, China rising, New World Order totalitarianism, Mark of the Beast technology, and now Marxism at home. I just read a report where one third of America's students want to try communism.
Wow, I haven't seen that, but it doesn't surprise me. But this particular article comes from the California Globe, and I was just in California, July 20th. 2022, it says the California EPA. I mean, first of all, why do we need a Cal EPA or a Cal OSHA when we already have a federal EPA and a federal OSHA? We were talking about conservative governors in California's past. I remember specifically George Duke Majan trying to unsuccessfully get rid of Cal OSHA on the grounds that we already have an OSHA at the federal level, but he lost. But look at what these Cal organizations are doing. Cal EPA asserts shockingly broad domain over private property.
Here we have the slide, guys. Go to that, please.
Yeah, it's a letter from Blumenfeld that tells well owners that they now must pay for their own water. So it's an article.
So wait a minute. So if you have a well on your property and you've been getting your water for free, now they're not going to charge you for your own well water.
Well, the good old days of the Beverly Hillbillies – remember that?
Yeah.
It's over. Where they found oil on their property and became instant millionaires.
Yeah.
Well, now we're discovering that the well or the property doesn't belong to you. And they're requiring that these well owners, and they're doing this very secretly, you know, they're just sending out this letter to a select few in California. But you have to, you know, register the well. You have to put a meter on the well, you have to start paying fees. And although the fees are real minimal at this point, you know, we all know how that story ends. They're going to grow in time. And essentially what California is doing is they're fundamentally transforming the United States of America, which was built on the concept of private property.
Mm-hmm.
And their way. I have a very strong suspicion, Brandon. I don't know how they're going to do this, but somehow we're going to wake up and find out that Newsom, the current governor of California, is now in the bidding to be the president of the United States.
Yep.
Maybe it has something to do with Biden's dementia and Kamala Harris' incompetence or being offered a better position elsewhere. And so since she's left her way to the top, going back to the Willie Brown days, you know, we know that we're coming
to see it. you're referring to Kamala Harris being Willie Brown's girlfriend?
Yeah, that's how she swept her way to the top. That's
she did.
How she,
and Willie was married when she was doing that.
Yeah, and I think he was like 80 years old or something along those lines, maybe in his 70s. But that's why we have the laughing hyena in such a high position.
Yeah.
she's not there because of competence.
No, she's not. She's not there for her brains, is she?
No, she was pushed to the top, and Willie Brown opened the door for her. And anybody that doubts me on this, get on the internet and do a little research, and you'll see it. But something is, I think, is going to happen. I'm just speculating. You know that Newsom is now in line to become the next president. And what people need to understand is what he has done for California, he's going to do for the rest of the 49 states. And one of the things he's doing in California is he's moving it away from a private property model, you know, to a Marxist mindset. In fact, you have that quote there from John Adams.
Yeah, John Adams said, the moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God and that there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before it can be civilized or made free.
Yeah, oh my goodness, there's America's second president quoting the Bible. And he's
he was probably a bigot and a domestic terrorist, right? I mean, and by the way, in my documentary, Brainwashed America, Part 1, you'll actually see where the Department of Defense was indeed slating the Founding Fathers as being domestic terrorists. The Department of Defense. Which, that's funny, that's psychological projection. The real domestic terrorists are sitting in the Pentagon.
Sure, and certain places.
And the Department of Justice, and the FBI.
Yeah, where they put like a warning over their writings, you know.
Yep.
I don't know what the warning says, but, you know, the reason the Founding Fathers' writings are so important is they're like a plumb line to show us how far we've drifted.
Yep.
There's John Adams quoting the Bible, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. Every time God says don't do something, he's protecting something. You know, thou shalt not murder, protect right to life. Thou shalt not commit adultery protects the sanctity of marriage. So when God says don't steal, don't covet, he's protecting the right to private property. And Adams is saying it's a basic part of our society as our second president. And here is Gavin Newsom undoing it for the well owners. And now this man apparently wants to become our president.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? You'll own nothing and be happy. World Economic Forum says you won't even own the well in your backyard that you paid to have drilled and put into place. Can you imagine? I mean, I could just go back to my grandfather, my great grandfather. They wouldn't tolerate this. They would not tolerate this. My great grandfather was known for having a little bit of a temper when people tried to violate his private property or violate his farm and steal his workers from him. I can only imagine what my great-grandfather would have to say about this tyranny. I mean, he didn't suffer fools well that tried to cheat him, steal from him. I got some family stories of my great-grandfather standing up to these people, even if it meant picking up a piece of firewood and tossing it right at their head, knock them out of their buckboard, and then telling them to get up and get off his property. Or another gentleman pulling a gun on him one day when he walked to the store. He didn't have a gun. But he had his cane, and he beat the living daylights out of that dude and knocked him unconscious in the ditch. So my great-grandfather, was a God-fearing guy, but he didn't tolerate people's bull. I can only imagine what he'd have to say if he were alive to watch this trash going on now, much less these men claiming to be women, having surgeries. I mean, he'd vomit. 1-800-347-9829. Phone line's open. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. Talking about some of my family members from the past. Let me talk about real quick before we go to the phone lines. Andy, your father was a judge. I mean, he must be just beside himself to watch the communists ripping California apart. What does he say as a former judge?
Well, you know, I try not to share too much with him because I don't want to send him into the grave, you know. But, you know, he basically is of the same mindset that the state and the country, you know, is almost unrecognizable. He was appointed to the Superior Court by George Duke Majan from 1985 to 1989. And then he was elevated to the appellate court where he spent the rest of his career before he retired. He was appointed there in 1989. He wrote some really key decisions concerning, at that time, suing the Boy Scouts of America, you know, because people wanted to get in that weren't atheists, or that were atheists, I should say. And they didn't want to say the scouting oath, and the Boy Scouts at that time said no. And so he wrote some wonderful decisions defending the Boy Scouts. He did a great job while, you know, he was on the court. But the truth of the matter is, got now in the state of California, one-party rule, a lopsided majority in the legislature, you know, the Assembly, right. Senate, et cetera. You got a very, very liberal governors, and so you have progressivism on steroids.
Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. The phones are lit up. Let's go to line three. Dick in Maryland. Dick, thanks for calling in today, Dick.
Yeah, Brandon and Andy, I guess, can we comment on part of the end times has to do with the country of Israel signing a seven-year peace treaty? And I'm curious, it looks to me like Israel is getting more and more globalist. They're thrilled about their vaccination support. They're going to curtail cash payments. They've got a major gay community. How does this peace treaty get done? Any observations on how that might happen?
Give me the quickest answer you can, because the phone lines are lit up, Andy.
Well, the thing to understand is Israel right now is in a state of unbelief. That's what Paul says in Romans 11. So the fact that that has to happen so that they can reach out for the deal of the century or millennium from the Antichrist. And so when Israel is promoting the vax and cooperating with the New World Order, very sadly, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Let's go to Tony, line one. Tony, thanks for calling in, Tony.
Yes?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I have a question and two comments.
Okay.
First off, my comment is that I learned some of this stuff as a 12 and 13-year-old lad in the early 70s at our local Nazarene church, but nothing like it is now. And then my other comments or questions were, are you still going to have Chuck Swindoll at your October event? Because I don't hear you mention his name anymore.
I never had Chuck Swindoll booked at my event, so I don't know where you heard that, but he's never been booked at my event.
Oh, and then some of the patriots that you mentioned in days gone by, Tom Lester that played Ebb on Green Acres, he was a fundamental Baptist preacher. And then Uncle Jed or Buddy Ebsen from the Beverly Hillbillies, he was a conservative Republican. And then so was Joe Flynn, who played Captain Binghamton on McHale's Navy.
Well, a lot of those guys in those days were. I mean, you had guys like Fred Schwartz, Pastor Fred Schwartz, holding huge events in the Hollywood Bowl with John Wayne and others, doing a whole resurgence on conservatism and fighting communism to offset the communists that had penetrated Hollywood and were trying to write scripts and movies with anti-American themes. So a lot of those actors were. Glenn Ford. A guy I grew up watching his war movies and army movies, cowboy movies, Glenn Ford. I ended up becoming friends with his son, Peter Ford. Glenn, I guess, read one of my books and sent me a really nice autographed, personalized picture. So that was a real treat to have a guy I enjoyed watching in movies as a kid reading one of my books. So Hollywood was full of those kind of people. Let's go to Rex in Minnesota, line two. Rex, thanks for calling in, Rex.
Yeah, I was just reading the Bible. It's just amazing how the tribulation is man-made and all this save the planet nonsense is to destroy mankind. It's pretty, I don't know, people are becoming fools.
Indeed they are. And, well, that's part of Romans 1, isn't it, Dr. Woods? It turns over the whole world, Romans 1, become a nation of fools, vain, useless, and futile in their thinking. This is God giving over the whole world now, isn't it?
Well, I find it interesting that as the statistics indicate, church attendance is dropping precipitously. And what's growing in its place, this whole climate change, earth worship mentality. So when you reject the creator, your mind becomes dark in Romans 1, and you worship the creature, the earth, instead of the creator.
That's right there in Romans 1, too, isn't it? Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, line 4, thanks for calling in today from Pennsylvania, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, Brandon and Andy. Again, really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Just wanted to raise a question about Matthew 24:24. I'm just shocked at the deception of our time and how people are handling this, including leaders, Christian leaders, that sort of thing. It's interesting your connection with Mike Lindell, and when he always says machines and vaccines, I think that really covers the ground of deception. And just was wondering what you guys think about Matthew 24:24.
Dr. Woods?
Well, I don't have my Bible in front of me, but if I remember right, it talks about false prophets performing miracles. And it says if that were possible, you know, even the elect would be deceived. And so in that time period, the satanic miracles will be so real that even those within Israel that are part of God's special nation have the potential of being swept into deception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right. That is Matthew 24:24, where there shall rise false Christs, false prophets, shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Dr. Woods, thank you for the update. Again, showing us where we're at on God's prophetic time calendar. You say, why do we do this? Well, the very book of Revelation says a special blessing comes to those who seek to understand the book, to understand these end times scenarios. And again, we're not ripping them from the headlines. We start with the Bible. Then we say, does this look similar to what the Bible said is coming? And indeed, the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And the Bible tells us that we are to take hope from this, to understand that the world isn't just spinning out of control. It's actually following a narrative that reveals the supernatural nature of God's word, and the God who wrote it is all-powerful still to this day. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.